Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
I have to pick the brain of the great pet guru, the pet whisperer.
Who's that?
You. What is your trick for getting the dogs to go out when it's super cold? Rebel doesn't want any part.
Oh, it's brutal. This is a tough time of year, and we go through this all the time. I have to actually go outside with them.
Me too.
Call them. If one goes, a lot of times the other two will follow.
Okay. That's really the only trick, is going outside. I'm trying to avoid having to step outside myself because Rebel is so smart. I really have to sell it too. I have to make it look like, yeah, this is fun out here.
That's
hey,
what
buddy.
Do. Or what we'll do is we'll knock on the door or the window to make it sound like somebody's there. Hey, look, so come see who's here.
Ooh, that's
and
a good trick.
They get real excited and they run outside. And then
okay.
And then you close the door behind them.
And I'm worried that he gets so cold out there that he's not doing his biz and he's coming back in and he hasn't done the purpose of going outside.
We have one of three chihuahuas that we have just is on a mission. He'll run out and then turn around and run back in. The other two, they just go out there and like, why am I out here? What am I? Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Eventually, when they sniff around, it kicks in and they remember. Or, you know, maybe take his favorite toy out there and, you know, to encourage him.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Is he a fetcher? Does he play fetch?
He goes and gets it and then he just gnaws on it. He doesn't bring it back. He will maybe go after it, though.
Okay, maybe
that's a good point.
Throw it out the back door or whatever.
I was taking a treat out with me, and when he went out, I would give him a treat. And then Chris said, you can't give him treats for just doing normal stuff. You have to save treats for if he does a trick or sits or lays down. I'm going, he's not doing any tricks. I mean, I love him, but he's no member of Mensa.
Getting a dog to go out and pee in this cold weather, that's a trick
that's
right
what
there.
I said.
That's a trick.
I said it deserves a reward. If you had to go outside and pee in the yard when it's 15, you deserve a cupcake when you come back in. That's what I said.
You'd get a cookie, Chris.
Maybe I'll just do it when he's not home.
Or just you try it. You go out there and come back in and see if you want something, a hot cup of coffee or
totally.
Whatever. Yeah, something to warm up,
Boy, it's brutal, though, when you have your robe on and your makeup's not done and your hair's all askew and you know you have to step outside on the porch with the dog and you're just hoping no one's looking.
I know. I hate going outside without my makeup on, my hair crazy.